Resume requirements and suicide prevention. This is your KMC update. I'm Airman First Class Reese Page. First impressions are important, especially during job applications, and our resumes are the foundation of that first impression.
USAJobs.gov has updated the new resume requirements. The new requirements will be shared in the Office of Personnel Management, or OPM. They will have a limit to the length of resume allowed to be submitted, so make sure to prioritize providing the most valuable information. Nellie Olson, Army Community Service Employment Readiness Program Manager, shares more.
As of the 29th of September this year, you should only be submitting a two-page resume. All the jobs that are going to be posted will clearly state the new process of the two-page requirement in the How to Apply section of the announcement.
For more information, check out the Rhineland Falls ACS Facebook page. Reporting for AFN Kaiserslautern, I'm Air Force Staff Sergeant Juliana Londano.
The month of September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, making it a time to acknowledge those affected by suicide and to raise awareness and connection.
Along with many events to take part in for Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, Ramstein Integrated Primary Prevention Workforce, or IPPW, is helping to remember that asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Here's Rachel Leibold, Ramstein IPPW Prevention Specialist, with more.
When we think about suicide, it's something that lives in the dark, and it's not something that is a comfortable thing to talk about. But we know that military members, veterans, have increased risks. We want to make sure that when things are going well, we're talking about those and celebrating them, but we also want to make sure that it feels comfortable to share when you're struggling.
For more information, call DSN 480-1422. Reporting for AFN Kaiserslautern, I'm Airman First Class Rebecca Moran.
That's it for your KMC update. I'm Airman First Class Reese Page.